Now time for Locker Room Chat with Mimaha Central girls head basketball coach Haddon Hiltgen after three games from this past week. And coach, start off with the semifinal game in the Wellsville tournament. You lose that game in triple overtime to Spring Hill, but then you bounce back with a third place victory against Baldwin. And in that game, this is a game that you guys had a double-digit lead for a while, but you missed some free throws in the fourth quarter, and that allowed them to kind of get back into it. So I just want to get your thoughts on this one.
Yeah, you know, the Baldwin game was a tough one. They're a tough man-to-man team. They pick you up full court, and they're in your shorts, 94 feet the entire game. We got some really good quick guards, which we handled well at times. And then late we had some turnovers. Allowed them to get a couple buckets. But yeah, we missed some free throws. You know, you can't miss 9 free throws in the fourth quarter and not have a team that's as good as them, you know, come back in the game. And they did that, and they cut it to 4, but we were able to make a couple free throws, and that's the closest it ever got.
Then you guys resumed league play on Tuesday night as you won in the Roundhouse in Hiawatha 44-42. And as you told me before this, you guys felt like you came out a little bit flat, but Cammie Dollinghouse, man, she was clutch. She made the game-winning free throws at the end. She was 6-for-6 from the charity stripe in that fourth quarter. And I just want to get your thoughts on this one as well.
Yeah, we didn't come out very well, and obviously Hiawatha did. I thought Hiawatha played very well, so tip your cap to them. And Coach Jasper did a very good job. But, you know, our girls, didn't have a lot of energy from the start. We were disinterested, especially on a defensive end, which we take a lot of pride in. We were not very good. It was kind of nothing away from Hiawatha, but we hold ourselves pretty accountable, and it was kind of an embarrassing effort on our part on the defensive end. But we need to be better there in all facets of the defensive end. But Cammie, you know, made some free throws late when we needed them. She was 6-6 in the fourth quarter, and we needed every single one of them. And also, Emma Hermes hit a big three late in the fourth quarter that gave us a four-point lead there at one time. So we made some clutch shots when we needed them, but we got to be better going forward.
And you guys don't have a whole lot of time to recuperate, as you guys will be playing against Royal Valley on Thursday night and then right back at it on Friday night at Holton in a couple of Big Seven matchups for you guys as you guys try to continue to stay atop the Big Seven as of this recording, one game back of Riverside as they are 8-0. You guys are 6-0. You guys will play against each other twice coming up here in the final month of the season. So not trying to look too far ahead, but let's go ahead and take a look at these two games that are coming up here. What are some things that you're hoping to see out of your team in these games on Thursday and Friday?
You know, we just got to get back to our defensive effort, the way we're capable of playing, which I think the girls will. They were not very satisfied with their effort last night whatsoever, even though we won the game. So I think they'll be ready to get back on the floor and prove that they are one of the best defensive teams in the league and also the state, which I think we're very capable of. And it's going to be, you know, tough with Royal Valley and Holton back-to-back here. But they're very well-coached teams and have some athletic players that we need to be accounted for. So it'll be a good challenge for us, but one that I think the girls, that they will be ready for and looking forward to kind of get that bad taste out of their mouth from last Tuesday.
And we'll be broadcasting your games on Friday and then Tuesday on 103.9 FM KNZA. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
You bet, Jared. Thank you.
That was Nemaha Central girls head basketball coach Haddon Hiltgen here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed.